Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22 today, verses 13 and 14. Proverbs 22, verses 13 and 14. It says, the sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets. The mouth of the forbidden woman is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Let me read these two verses to you again. We're going to get two challenges today from these two passages. It says, the sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets. The other verse says, the mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. There are two thoughts here, like I just touched on. The first one is this. The lazy person will come up with any excuse not to work. Look at this. It says, there's a lion out in the streets. There's a lion out there. I'm going to be killed in the streets. How often were lions killing people in the streets of the city? Not very often. But, you know, they'll come up with any good excuse not to work. Now, you also may think people are believing your excuses if you're one of these lazy people. They're not. So I'm going to say to you, be honest with yourself. We all have a tendency toward laziness, but there are those that have become so good at it, they've convinced themselves that their reasons for why they shouldn't do things and why they're lazy are actually good. In Luke chapter 14, listen to verses 15 through 24. It says, when one of these who reclined at the table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. But Jesus said to him, a man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at that time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I bought a field and I must go and see it. Please have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused. And another, he said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servants, go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city. Bring in the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. And the servant said, sir, what you commanded has been done and there's still room. And the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. Now you see here, you know, as they were invited to the banquet, one said, well, I bought a piece of land. I need to go look at it. Well, who's going to buy a piece of land and not look at it? Bad excuse. He's lying. I bought some oxen and I have to go examine them. You're not going to do that without examining before you buy them and so on. And I've married a wife and I can't come. Notice my wife won't let me. You see, the Bible even teaches us there's plenty of people that have excuses, but their excuses are no good. The second thing we see in this passage here as well is this. He said that In verse 14, the mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. See, I'm just going to say that you all hopefully already all realize this, that if not, let me have you hear it from me, from the Lord. The temptation to sexual sin is everywhere. You need God's direction and power to keep you safe. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he'll not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he'll also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Did you catch that? The scripture says that God is the one who protects us from the evil one. Isn't that what Jesus taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer? Deliver us from the evil one. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. The Father controls how much you're tempted, and he provides the way for you to escape. Here in this passage in Proverbs, it says that the one that the Lord's angry with, he's not going to protect that person from falling into that deep pit. Again, let me read it to you. It says in verse 14, the mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit, and he with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Oh, folks, I hope you understand. God works over and over to try to keep you from falling into these areas of sexual sin with forbidden women. But when you continually disobey, when you continually turn your hard heart to his spirit's leanings, he then says, go ahead. I'm not going to protect you anymore. I'm going to let you go do what you want to do. I'm going to hand you over to Satan, as this says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and then you'll fall into it. And folks, haven't we seen what God has allowed to happen and how through handing someone over to Satan and all that they want, their lives are devastated. Their lives are a mess. Folks, let me just tell you, God is the one who's controlling whether or not you fall into that temptation. And he keeps you from it, provides ways to escape, controls the amount of temptation. But if you keep wanting to go close to that pit, there comes a point where God says, I'm not going to protect you anymore. Go ahead, fall into it. You don't want to end up in that situation, and neither do I. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.